Let's open up with a nice song. Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you'd never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside the summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't never gonna burn my heart out. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by. Her soul slides away. But don't look back in anger. I heard you say, take me to the place where you go. Nobody knows if it's night or day. Please don't put your life in the hands of a rock and roll band. Throw it all away. So I start a revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had to my head. Step outside the summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't never gonna burn my heart out. So say. It's a great tune. Hi, everybody. What's up, love?
We're going to pick up food.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
All right. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah, buddy. Oh, Daddy was just a little sleepy, buddy. Hi, everybody. I have a funny observation we made. I don't know if you guys heard my stream from earlier, but I banned. Hey, buddy.
Hi,
you going to say hi to the bears? Hey, it's Wally. All right, now go help your mama.
Okay.
So, I banned, who was it? What was the bear name? Mama Brazil CT Bear. And so I consulted with Kai and Tenoso after, because I felt kind of bad about it. Because here's the thing. It's a funny story. It's a funny payoff. People just LARPing and being like, we need justice. I just couldn't listen to it anymore. And then the Q-tards lately have been, just let it go, man. Just guys, just let it go, you know? But see, here's the thing is, she's liked and she's a mama and she's a bear and she's a woman. So I was like talking to, Coddington about it. 'Cause I'm like, I feel a little bad about it. What happened to D's Nuts guy? Oh, that turned out to be Dimitri. So I'm like, you know what? You want to know what it is? It's women. Like I can't always get the vibe of like mama bears, you know, where somebody's just like, we need justice. You know, it's like, I'm treating people like men. So this story gets funny. So I'm like, Coddington, do we just ban all women? And bear in mind, we're not, by the way, so don't worry. But a minute before I was like, Well, not a minute, but recently me and Cotton have been talking about codes because we're so, you know, everybody always bans us and stuff, and there's so much, like, constant censorship that it's like, maybe we should come up with our own codes. Maybe our own handshake. And then I go, you know, because I just can't always read or understand the drama of women. So what if we just ban women? And Kyneton just goes, dude, I think we're accidentally becoming the Freemasons. And I just died laughing because I was like, oh my God, I'm accidentally becoming a secret society. Because I'm like, you want to know what would just make everything a little better? Is if it's just dudes, we have a secret handshake, coded language, and, you know, we start working on finding our own land. And Kyneton pointed that out. I'm not going to ban women. There's plenty of women I love in here, and that's just... But I think I almost accidentally became a secret society. Because I did feel a little bad about Mama Brazil CT Bear. Although the behavior was like, I just couldn't listen to it. I have, like, you know, I have a wife. I just, it's like, enough. Enough with the, oh, we need justice. It's like, okay, details. Who do you need us to find? Just in general. Okay, so you're just going to be upset. All right, anyway, but she's cool. You know, I was consulting with my trusted Kyneton Oso. And Bear Masons. Dude, this is how it starts. That's how it starts. There is toxic female behavior, though. All of it is, in my opinion. Women are awesome when they're, like, in a home. Don't get me wrong. KO Bears, tons of great women bears, and they just know how to roll. It's great. Or they just chill. There's a bunch of female bears that are cool. Lady Pitbull Bear, yeah, you guys are crushers. Very encouraging. But every woman has a little part of them that's a little bit like, we need justice. What are you going to do about it? And I'm just like, oh, come on. Can't let the... And so I consulted with Kyneton Oso because I'm like, how do I not have that happen again? It's a little too hard on her. You know, because that's how I treat men. And it works with men. It's helpful with men. Like Vader Bear, I'm assuming he's a man. Long term, it's either going to crush him and he becomes a gamma and he runs away, or he becomes stronger and better. It's great. That's how you treat men. It's awesome. Women are different. And so after the stream, I was like, man, I wanted to have to unleash so hard on Brazil Mama Bear. And then I almost started a secret society. Most women are gammas. Gammas is a male social sexual hierarchy. It doesn't apply to women. It's our nature to want to fix things. I know, but here's another thing. It's like the call to action by women without any specifics is really counterproductive in groups of men. So if a woman's like, we demand justice for what? Pedophilia. Who? Which guy? In general. What do you want done? Stuff. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. So you just want everybody to be pissed off and angry all the time without any real plan or any way to go. I'm mad. You know, and so it gets to a point where I'm like, Bear Illuminati, yeah. What if she's a dude with a bad wife? Ah, easy. What we really need, but because I like how women balance out the bears. I do. I like it. I like that this is a family oriented. This is like family time. I'm not going to start a secret society. Kyneton Oso snapped me out of that pretty quickly. Yeah, chicks like that drive me nuts. Yeah, but all of them are capable of it. So it's not just demonized women. It's just the female nature of just like. Because it works great in the home. Like there's a problem. What are you going to do about it? I demand justice. Okay, who? That dude, Gary. Okay, like on a small scale, it's great. Large scale, it's so annoying. Because so many of the Q-tards that are lingering in the Q-tardation are women now. Because they're just like, but I mean, I feel bad. So we have to do something. It's like, okay, show me the pedo that you want, you know, hurt. It's like, they're in the sewers. What? Just someone has to do something. Trump is, you know, he's our only hope. Like, okay, I gotta go. Definite biblical hierarchy that needs to be followed, otherwise cast. Right. That's why, you know. But women in the chat and women in the bears are a blessing. So but it just I think gender should be very I don't know. I gotta really think about how I'm gonna handle that in the future, because it's like I can't have rules, different rules. I don't know. It's very tricky. Mad just used to mean mothers against drunk drivers. Can we start our own home school, the secret society? Just homeschool. I don't want to start a secret society. BB, you warned plenty. People who can't behave have to go too. I know. I get it, Zoomy Bear. But executing women is never a good time. That's why they shouldn't be in battle. And she's always been pretty cool. She's just, you know, I think the Q, you know, the stress of society right now with, you know, Q panning out to be retarded, it's making people a little nutty. Maybe women can be the Connecticut of the United Bears of America. They have a function, but we don't really know what. I was thinking the same thing about Armenians, Harry Bear. I don't want to overthink it. See, this is the thing. I don't want to make this structured and, like, rule-oriented. I just don't want... If I'm annoyed, just please stop bitching. That's all I really care about. The best secret societies that infiltrate in secret societies and take them over. Honker Bear, relax. I'm not interested in secret societies. I'm a very open person. Just stick to Banhammer. If they get out of line, ban them. Doesn't matter what sex. I get it, Dick Pound Bear. I don't know if I'm not explaining myself properly. Great thing about the Bears is that there's no secret about crushing. Right. Not all women are lunatics. Not all men are gamma. But women all have a tendency to just call to action without details. I've noticed that in my life. Where it's like, I think the whole, like, we need to stand up. I think that came from women and homosexuals. Because men are more likely to be like, okay, where, like, why, where, who, like, tell me the mission. What's the op? What's the operation? Women are like, we need to just stand. We need to do something. It's like, about what? I'm mad. Okay, we're too general. Fact. Women don't operate well in large groups. In the channel description, you could have general rules. No, I'm not. I'm just not going to do any of that. All right, any song requests, guys? Very true. College is drawn out of them and becomes a lifestyle. Right. It's good when they have a husband or brothers or sons, and they're like, boys, you got to do something about the neighbor who's diddling people. It's like, say no more, mama. Say no more. But when it becomes its scale, like the scale of it, you know, it gets to a point where it's like, stand up for what? It's like, the injustice. Where? The government. Okay. Johnny Cash. I can play some Johnny Cash. Sweet Child of Mine. Big Plastic Trees. Ooh, that could be interesting. Skinner. So true. I like to throw out the idea and the man to work out the rest. Right. So in a chat, when I'm doing a real detailed description of something and women are just like, I demand justice. It's like, especially with the Q-tard angle, it's becoming just like, okay, you got to let it go. It's like, but I feel bad. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah, that Sancho that she's found. Well, just to let you know, like, when I do ban people, I do self-reflect. Like, I was consulting with Kai and Tenoso about if I was too much of a dick today. Like, I don't just ban people and I'm like, wow, that was great. If I did it, it's great. But, you know, there's a fine balance between, like, you have to be able to pull the ban hammer when people just, they don't stop with their shit. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't want to be a dick. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho, then I'd smack her down. Well, I really wanna know. that the right key? I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd prop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap her down. Well, I really wanna know, my baby. Well, I really wanna say, I can't define. Well, it's love. Find that Hannah of my own, but daddy's gonna love one and all. I feel the break, feel the break, and I've gotta let it out. Oh, yeah. Well, I swear that such an under appreciated song. I love the Kinks. That was actually sublime. I can play the Kinks though. Poor Sancho. Dude, Sancho messed up. All right. Will we ever see the return of leftist fitness instructor? No. The left-right paradigm is a trap. Because the victim narrative is just as prevalent on the right. It's just way different. They have the how dare you. I mean, if you compare Dan Crenshaw and Ilhan Omar, there's almost no difference when you really, really see it. It's victim narrative and not like victim fitness instructor, potentially, yes. BB, do you know any Zach Brown Band? Yeah, yeah. I'll play a Zach Brown Band song. I used to think that the victim narrative was a leftist thing. It's not. It's all over the place. And so it's not accurate if I'm like, oh, this is the left. It's like, really? We got Ben Shapiro telling everybody to maintain social distancing even when the quarantine ends. The quarantine never started for me, but... Curveball, Trump calls out Gates. Yeah, yeah, I did like, what, 3 years ago? I think, no, like, I'm not going to get frustrated. The next level of enlightenment, because I am a bear Minotti, is not to just be like, what? You know, people are like, trust the plan, man. Okay, now that the world economy has tanked, we will finally have Hillary Clinton, and finally Trump actually calls out Bill Gates. It's like, stop, please stop. Quarantining from Babylon for the few. I love the quarantine. I think it's turning out great. I just don't like being around mental illness. Masks everywhere. Dude, guys, like, unless you aren't allowed to visit your relatives in hospice care, we can't get Hillary Clinton and the pedophiles. All right, so Zach Brown Band. What's that one song I really like? What's the song I like by Zach Brown Band? What's this song? 33 degree chip. 33-degree chess. Or no, 33D chess. That's hysterical. And again, I'm not mad at Trump. I'm not, I don't, my future is not in his hands. It's another way of looking at the world that I'm understanding it's kind of tedious to have to explain to people constantly. It's all good. Pope Francis calls out Jews the other day on Twitter. I don't know if you're joking. Hopefully you're joking. Oh, my old man, yeah. But he did. No one cares. Don't put your energy and your future in the hands of a rock and roll band who throw it all away. My old man, I love that song. I'll play this for you. I'm doing my best being an empath in Sodom and Gomorrah. Empath is power. You just have to learn how to handle it. It only hurts you if you don't know how to use it. All right, Trump is a rock star, not my savior. There it is. That's it. Trump is a jester in power. Just enjoy the ride. There it is. Exactly. I know most of you get it. It's just I have to develop tougher skin when people are like, did you hear that Trump just called out the deep state? I'm like, there is no deep state. It's just the state. The state. The state. Deep state is a way to just bring in, it's like transphobia. It's just a nonsense term. There's the state. No, but it's the deeper state. Because what you do is if you demonize the deep state, you no longer hold the state accountable. The deep state is this mysterious group of underground pedophiles that no one ever sees. It's literally Ghostbuster shit. I have a hard time liking Trump. That is totally fine. You can dislike him. You can like him. You can not have an opinion on him. Those are the best places to be. Loving him or hating him is really bad. We're deep state. We influence the state. Guys, we're supposed to be in control of the state. You know what I'm saying? BB, did you see the Pope's tweet about no longer recognizing the light? No, I'm not on Twitter, and I wouldn't be following the Pope if I did. What's the point of all of this that we do? Do we do this every day and break the spells and all this just so that we can keep reliving the trauma? You know, it's like, but Big Bear, did you see the Pope's tweet? It's like, of course I didn't. The only tweets I see or the only clips I see are when people email them to me that I know and trust. That's it. I don't look at them. It's like somebody breaking up with a girl and then stalking her Facebook page for 20 years. But Trump promised he wouldn't let the monkey down. Trump and Nancy Pelosi. Follow BB and be years ahead of the fashions. Right. You want to be ahead of the curve? Follow me. Did you know about some random shit you have no access to? Exactly. I'm not, guys, when people send me like tweet links, I can't even open it. They know my phone number. They know my IP address. I can't even have a fake Twitter account so I can look at, I can only see screenshots. I'm not allowed in the realm of Twitter. Guess what, guys? That's more than fine. It's the same as like, you know, I feel for Mike Williams with hospice care. Like right now, like because of, you know, the deep state has finally cornered Hillary Clinton and the pedophiles in the sewers. Just a little bit more time, Q-tard. Okay, so he has a family member in hospice and they're only letting one person visit a day total. And they have this huge family and he's just like, you know, I've never heard Mike be so like, fuck people. You know, he's just like... Because he's a cool dude. And the lesson, and again, this isn't like, oh, you shoulda, woulda, coulda stuff, but it's all about family. You should die in your home and be born in your home. My child is going to have to be born in a hospital. It's not fun for me, but because of previous C-sections, it's too high risk to not do that. I get it. I'm dealing with it. But the moral of the story is don't put your lives in the hands of a rock and roll band who'll throw it all away, as Oasis said. If you put a loved one in a nursing home or hospice care, they are now under the control of some of the evilest people in the world. And they'll twist you and fuck with you and they will take control and I'll just die at home. I'm serious. I'm trying to convert part of my land into a cemetery. I want to be buried in my clothes fucking on my land and then plant a tree over me. who's going to stop you from seeing a dying loved one? The security in the hospital. Dead serious. If you do, they shut down the whole hospital. This is what they claim. It's all fucking evil bullshit. So the moral of the story isn't change Twitter or change hospice. It's stay away. Stay away unless you fucking have to. BB, Russian vids got kicked off YouTube. Spread the word. I mean, who the fuck hasn't been kicked off YouTube? Is anyone still allowed on YouTube? Like, I mean, good for Russian vids. That means he's probably actually saying something true. He's not just regurgitating fear like a bitchy from Boston. No birth certificate, no death certificate. Dude, just stay away from all this shit. I think they bury you without pants. No, I want to be wearing my pants. It's like they're showing you what you can count on and what you can't count on. My friend's dad died last week alone after cancer surgery. Friend couldn't be there, so awful. It's all a lesson, guys. It's a tough fucking lesson. It's a tough lesson. Quantum Conscious is crushing. No, but he's really smart about it. He like, I don't know how he does it, but his video today was very good. He talked about how not to damn your fellow man. It was a really beautiful message by Matt, where we have more power than you think. I know this to be true. When you see these drone people, see the spark in them. Never, ever write them off. Like, when you see someone say you can't visit your family member because of the corona, you might give the coronavirus to someone in hospice care. And the reason they haven't seen any coronavirus is because of the lockdown measures. It's a logic fallacy of truly biblical proportions. It's like, because they're anally raping you, that's why you don't get AIDS. That was a little convoluted because anal rape is associated with AIDS. Because they won't let you hug your son is why you don't get an invisible disease. You understand that you can't disprove it. It's just like globe Earth. They make it so you can't disprove it because they won't let you go the places where you can disprove it. It's fascinating bullshit. Okay, as someone who's been down all these roads for years now, it's important you don't damn your fellow man. When Matt from Quantum said that, something clicked in me where I was like, this is important. And she drops heavy gravy. I don't know what you guys are talking about. The more dependent on the beast, the easier their lies stick. Exactly. The moral of the story isn't where the grab was crushed by Jewish carpenter. If you, that's fine. I always look for that spark and find myself arguing why they are not all that bad to other people. Well, you don't have to do that, but just don't damn them. You don't have to go to their parties. You don't have to go to their get-togethers. You don't have to go to family gatherings if you don't want to. You don't want to endlessly talk about Joe Biden and Trump's who's going to win and flattening the curve. And I get it. It's fucking tedious, guys. But don't say these people are damned, or don't say like, fuck these people. Like they're all fucked. No, you could have been one of these people, and these people all still have divine spark. Yeah, Matt from Quantum of Conscience. His last video I thought was really, really good because that message is so important. I battle with that. Everybody battles with that. We have a lot of power, and there are forces in this world that want us to damn our fellow man. And Matt brought up a very interesting point, why Haiti is such a hellhole. No, it's not because of white people. It's because they curse everybody. Pretty sure Q died of COVID back in February. That's hilarious, Weiss. I think there's a spiritual element to why Haiti's so fucked. I think people that constantly curse other people, the curse always comes back and hits them. That's the way it works. So the people that are constantly cursing others and saying, oh, that's why I'm like really trying to practice compassion, even no matter how hard it is. I've been doing exercises of compassion for pedophiles. I know compassion is not consent. I would still put them out of their misery with ease. But compassion it saves you. Like every time you do, that's why I wanted a bit of a banning spree today, and I went a little too intense. I consulted my trusted kind to know so. But like when people are like, we got to make China pay or I demand justice, it voodoo shit, dude. Voodoo, that's straight voodoo. Where it's like, I need your blood to feel better. You might as well be cutting yourself. And that is true. I've seen it in my life over and over and over again. Compassion, not tolerance. Exactly. Compassion doesn't mean tolerance. In fact, the way to beat everything is with compassion. If you don't have compassion, you will always be the victim of your own words and your own actions and your own ill will. No scare. Yeah, right. Exactly. And so that BB gets intense, but that's a good thing. Yeah, no, I mean, I just, when I'm dealing with women, it's more complicated because women naturally just will make irrational commands without details, and men can find it frustrating, but women and men are different. I don't have the same rules for both of them. Oh, how dare you? Don't you want, they get to vote? I don't think they should vote. Women aren't the same as men. Like, women are more irrational than men. They're more emotionally driven and more, but which is beautiful in a lot of ways. It's like women, the way women are heals. It's like it nurtures, it creates life. It's awesome. But James True has been streaming about compassion making stuff. Yes, yes, it's been very helpful. It's all in the Bible. Don't get me wrong. Like, this isn't New Age. This is Jesus' entire message. But sometimes the Bible can be lost with, you know, just the dogmas of man for thousands of years. It's right in the Bible. Like, love thy neighbor is, I totally get it. It's like when you damn your neighbor, you might as well just be holding the gun at yourself. The best point you ever, what does it mean? Best point you ever made is how the hell did we lose that vote? Thank you, Dimitri. Yeah, and Anne Hathaway liked that joke. She laughed her ass off. So that's the thing. It's all about energy. It's all about who's controlling you at that moment. That's why I know people aren't permanently lost. It's like this November, when she goes off to vote, ask yourself, why did she get to vote? They didn't used to vote. And then there was a vote to see if they could vote that they could not vote in yet. How the hell did we lose that vote? Amazing, amazing question. Live Tonight's gravy is so relevant to my relationship now. It's great to hear. 808, was that Chi-Town, Chicago? Stop talking about my member. I don't know what you're talking about. Dimitri just threw some lemons my way. Paco Bell PSAs are the best. Yeah. This Christmas, get her a Lexus and put a big red bow on it so your neighbors fucking hate you. You know Lexus, the same car as a Toyota Camry. Literally made by the same people. But since it has a rear view camera on it that you don't need because you know how mirrors work, it's $10,000 more. But you'll buy it because this song is now making her emotions associate this inanimate object with love and commitment. This November, when she goes off to fuck, dude, I was ahead of the curve on it. Dude, I was doing that shit years ago. I was trying to explain to people how they're controlled for years. And now people are finally seeing. No, I would always get the big laugh in the club. Don't get me wrong, because I command. But now people on an intellectual level can see what I was doing the whole time. And it allows them to trust me more, too, because it's like, looking back, you can see what I was trying to show people. Like this is the trap of materialism. This Christmas, get her a Lexus and put a big red bow on it. See, it's about how that song is in all these ads to make women emotionally connect to a material item and then guilt trip a man into it. Women don't care about material. They don't. They care about being loved and revered. You know, their womb is sacred. That's what they need. So that song tricks them because they're very easily tricked, women. That's why I have different rules for women. I should have just time-outed Baby Mama Bear Brazil CT or whatever today. I thought a lot about that. I treated her like a man and I shouldn't have. And I'm not saying women can get away with stuff, man. They just are different. Like, a woman will say annoying shit like, someone has to pay. Someone do something. I demand justice. A man is like, who? It's like, pedophiles. Where? Everywhere. Someone do something. That energy can be so corralled and used in any horrifying way. Because men are so retarded too that we're just like, she needs something. Everybody needs to, I guess, stand up and do something. What do? Put on a mask. I don't fucking know. Dude, she needs a burqa. Well, they all, now everybody in America wears a burqa because true about Gay Town. Yeah, Gay Town was really, really ahead of schedule. And it's good because people now see that at no time was I manipulating them. I was always trying to show them how they're being tricked. Said, I remember when they used to sit in the kitchen table in our home. That's right, Armenian Harry Bear. Never forget, Armenian genocide. She will return stronger after the ban. Yes, hopefully. I just want her to know that I was, I should have been more understanding because she wasn't coming at me. She was doing what women do, which is, like when men do it, it's insanity. It's just like, we gotta kill China from being sad. Women just do that naturally. They just do that. And it's good to set a tone where it's like, just don't do it in the chat because it's just fucking annoying. But it's like, I was a little too rough on her. Us women are lured by flashy things sometimes. No, you're not. And I know it sounds weird that I'm telling you more about yourself than you know. But like, a woman is not lured by an identical diamond that was made in a lab. They want the ones that the Africans had to die for. That blows my mind. Like a cubic zirconium they can't tell the fucking difference. All they want is the price. They want it to hurt the man because they want to be so revered that a man would slay a dragon for them. So now the grabber has replaced the dragon or the act of heroism with a literal pebble. Women are not drawn by shiny things. They're drawn by status and elevation, by sacrifice. A man sacrifices his income on nonsense. It makes a woman feel better. Back in the day, it used to be good things. Like a man would sacrifice and like build her a home with his hands. Now it's giving a Jew 10 grand. And it's because of music. And it's not because it's shiny. I used to think that too. We got to find Bin Laden. Ever since I started taking off on YouTube, other young girls got inspired and started exposing the gravel. I wish more boys would stand up. See, look at what she just said though. It's like women always said, I wish boys would stand up. And do what? It's like women are always just like, do something. But that's their role. It's not even bad that she said that. That's my point I'm trying to make. Men are like, punch that guy in the face. He hurt a kid. Which guy? Gary. Women are just like, just do something. Like women will get a feeling. It's like something has to change. Men are like, okay, we got to shoot Gary. Do you understand the difference? And men sometimes short circuit when they're given like vague emotional orders because they don't know what to do, especially Deltas and Bravos, where it's like, stand up. It's like, and do what? Do something. Expose people. Who? You like, because women are non-linear thinkers. So it is like all over. They're just, nah. Men are linear. I used to do a bit about this. Problem, solution, blowjob. That's how men think. Straight lines. Problem, solution, blowjob. There's a problem. You solve it. Your woman sucks your dick. I know that sounds crude now. I get it. I used to be more sexually vulgar. But it's completely fucking accurate. So women are not. Women are more just like, I feel that something must change. Men are like, problem, solution, someone sucks my dick. You understand? I know it sounds crude, but sometimes that's the way to get through to people. So when women are just like, I feel men need to stand up and do what? A man could stand up and kick a puppy. You know what to do when you stand up. No, people don't. Most people don't even know anything. Your old stand-up bit about the song in a woman's head. Yeah, totally. Yeah, this is what's in a woman's head. This is what's in a man's head. Hey, baby, how was your day? How was my day? Well, the fact you just asked me that means you didn't check my Instagram or my Twitter or my Facebook. I'm having a really bad day. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I got kicked off all of those for exposing the Jew. Anyway, let's have sex. You're so hot. You think that that's going to cheer me up? You want to just fuck me? No, I want to talk to you. I don't want to fuck you. You don't want to fuck me anymore? What's wrong with me? You think I'm ugly? No. Just tell me what to say and I'll say it. I mean, it's beyond true. And it's so, like, that's why when women are like, men need to stand up. It's like, and do what? Women should never lead men. Ever, 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 ever. Like, because women lead men into chaos. It's just like, stand up and do something. It's like, I'm going to scribble on my face. Men are understand how men communicate. That's why I'm good with young men. I communicate well to men. I tell them, stop watching porn, get a garden. And people have no idea how powerful that is to men. A lot of women don't get it. They're like, he's just so fucking bossy. It's like, all you say is something's wrong. You don't say what. You just are like, something's wrong. Like, what is this? What is life? It's like, stop watching pornos, get a garden. Dude, why do you think with me men thrive? Because they just want specific orders. Men are always waiting for orders. At all times, men are just like, and they're being led by psychopathic grabblers who hate them. You know? That's why it's so powerful just to tell a dude to stop watching the news, get a garden, marry your chick, stop pulling out, have a child. And they're like, Big Bear, I now have a child and I have a garden and work is going much better after I stop being a coward. It's like magic. I'm like, no, it's literally, I just know how men think. Get God, get a baby and shut your fucking mouth. Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's advice to women. God, man, woman, child, in that order. Exactly. Exactly. That's why I've thrived since understanding that the Bible is a plan for me. I find that I'm my own good man until I find one. That's a tough spot to be in. That's like me saying I'm my own woman. That sounds fucking insane, but I get it. Keep crushing, Greek Orthodox Bear. I was just discussing how pulling out is actually gay. It's narcissistic. So true. It's like, watch me come. Oh, I'm coming. Dude, nothing is more hilariously stupid than men announcing they're coming and getting really into it. Where it's like, I've seen that in pornos before. Where a guy's like, oh, I'm going to come. Oh, I'm going to go. Oh, I'm coming. It's like, just plant the seed. It's just like, how gay can you get? They're just like, look at it. I just pray and come. What? Here I come. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. It's like, nobody gives a fuck, dude. Nobody cares. Like, you think you're the big show? You think you're the big show? You ain't the big show. You ain't the big show. All right. Announcing is terrible. Oh, announcing. I mean, I'm not saying you have to launch, like, deadpan, but just like, here it comes. Oh, yes. Ugh. I had a tyrannical lesbian boss for a year. That was an experience. Just start every sentence with I feel, and they can't say no. It's like a lesbian kryptonite. Just say, I feel I deserve more money. And they just go, oh, if that's what you feel, I can't say no. Dude, lesbian kryptonite is start every sentence with I feel. I feel that I deserve more time off. Oh, there's nothing I can do with that. I mean, obviously you need more time off if you feel it. Their entire world is dominated 100% by how they feel. And to them, it's a fact. Like it's a, yeah, big laughs out of daywalker. Yeah, just start everything with I feel. I, dot, dot, dot. It's always self-centered too. A lesbian, everything's about self and feelings. So I feel I deserve. I feel I, dot, dot, dot. By the laws of lesbianism, they can't say no because that discounts their entire life. You understand? If she says, it doesn't matter what you feel, all her lesbian friends, what? Her whole world is based on feelings. All right. Now that is gravy. Oh, yeah. Guys, I've cracked the codes of the grabber. You don't think I can understand the lesbian? Come on. They're fucking two-dimensional. The laws of lesbianism, yes. I'm going to use that with my 30-plus-year-old married boss who's in love with all the fags in the world. Catholic, 200% butch, though. Just everything's I feel. I feel I. Don't say I feel you. Say, I feel I deserve. I feel I want. I feel I should. Because by the laws of lesbianism, they can't say no. If you say, I feel that you, and then she could say, well, I feel. You have to say, I feel I deserve. Sounds of silence. I can play that. It's okay. You're okay. All right. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Applies to most women, but lesbians, it's kryptonite. Women, maybe. My wife wouldn't. No. You know, like a really rooted, grounded logos. Now, if I say, I feel I, she'd be like, well, I mean, the baby is crying. But if you're dealing with a professional lesbian, their whole world is sand. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Hey, buddy. I've come to talk with you again. Hey, you want to sing a little bit? Here we go. Here's Charlie boy. Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, see yourself right there? Charlie, look. Hello. Hello, Charlie, my little man. You've got a bear in your hand. It's a bear made out of crystal. Don't know what exactly rhymes with crystal. And you keep little coins right there in the bear, if you even care. Hello, Charlie. Of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. People talking with sleeping, people hearing without speaking, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did. Bye, Charlie. I do not know. Silence is like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. No one did. Anyone with kids is missing them right now, like me. I love my kids. Kids are such a blessing. What'd you guys get for food? Oh, hilarious. All right, you guys want to hear the Zac Brown Band? He was a giant. Actually, I can play in a higher key. He was a giant. And I was just a kid. I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me. Growing up, learning how to be like my old man. He was a lion. Father's pride, but I was defiant when he made me walk the line. He knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he'll always had a plan. He's my old man. to go everywhere I go. Do the best I can to raise him up the right way, hoping that he someday wants to be like his old man. My old man, I know one day we'll meet again, as he's looking down. My old man, I hope he's proud of who I am. I'm still trying to fill the boots of my old man. Mama told me, Mama told me. It's the wrong key for it to do a nice transition into a Simple Man. Mama told me, when I was young, well, sit beside me, my only son. Oh, listen closely to what I say. Don't forget, son, there is someone up above. And be a simple, kind of man. My old man, I know one day we'll meet again, as he's looking down. My father's past Holy Saturday, beautiful day to be taken from this earth. I love it, John Paul II. Beautiful way to look at it. That's true. One realm to the next.
My old man, I hope one day we'll meet again.
No, I know one day we'll meet again.
As he's looking down. My old man, he's proud of who I am, trying to fill the boots of my old man. Well, Mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son. Oh, find a woman and you'll find love. Don't forget, son, there is someone up above. My old man, feel the callus on his hand, dusty overall. My old man, now I finally understand, I've got a lot to learn. A simple kind of man, but won't you do this for me, son, if you can? I found your lust for the rich man's gold, all that you need is in your soul. Oh, you can do this for me, son, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied like my old man. Now I finally understand, I've got a lot to learn. Country road, take me home to the place Babylon, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. He was a lion, and we were a father's pride, but I was defiant when I made me walk the line. He knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan. Country roads, take me home.
Good song. Three really good songs. Country Roads gets me every time. I can't sing Country Roads without my voice shaking. It's like literally impossible. Country Roads. Those lyrics are just perfect. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia. Mountain Mama, Country Road, take me home. Sing with me. Everybody sing along. Country Road, sing. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia. As Matt from Quantum of Conscience says about truth drops, he has this phrase, truth drops. Such a great way to put it. There's no place like home, and Country Roads Take Me Home. The reason it resonates with people, it's not psyops, guys. It's because it's true. There's no place like home. Country Roads Take Me Home to the place I belong. Wherever your home is, that's your place. Like, we are made to have a home. We aren't diaspora. Like, we aren't. There's no place like home. As much as people want to act like the Wizard of Oz is all this MKUltra stuff, and I'm sure Judy, you know, there's so, the story is so true. It's just like the truest story I've ever seen in a movie. It's like, you know, the lion always had his courage, the Tin Man always had his heart, the Scarecrow always had his brain. The Scarecrow represented the farmer that everyone calls stupid. You know, the Tin Man represents the industrialist that everyone calls cold. And the Lion represents the politician that everyone says is a coward. They all aren't that. It's all how they are. It's their choice. And then Dorothy, there's no place like home. And she had to go down this whole thing, avoid opium, poppy fields, find the grabber behind a curtain, all of it. And it's like, the whole time, it was home. It's one of the reasons I love coming to these streams. Oh, sweet. My softer side. That's why it's so effective. Take a good message and grabble the shit out of it. What do you think the grabble is, though, Spectre Bear? I think the grabble is the music. Like, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I think, is grabbled. I also think turning the silver shoes to Ruby is the grabble. But the story, is it true? Yes. So how is it grabbled, you know? The land's the place I love in here. Yeah. Dorothy was a bike thief. She stole them shoes. Yeah. I'd love to. I'm not being a dick, Spectre Bear. I really want to know, like, what do you think is the gravel in it? Just because it comes out of Hollywood doesn't mean it's false. Music is weaponized. I think Summer of the Rainbow is weaponized. Certain chord progressions may involve certain emotions within us. Yeah, but I think that song could have been benign, but it was made not benign, if that makes sense. The Shoes never knew that until the stream. Silver. I think they changed that because they didn't want people. Silver is the best currency by far. You know, as they're trying, oh, we got to get rid of currency because bacteria can be on the down. Bacteria doesn't live on silver. You know that? Flying monkeys are great deception of grabbers. I think those are the agents of the system. I think the grabber is the wizard. I think that's actually one of the grabber is telling girls if they run away from home, they'll go into a wonderful Technicolor dream world. That's a good point, Kale Bear. I think the grabber is the technology where the message is true, but it's almost like Avatar where it's like the visual stimulation of Oz made people secretly want to be in Oz and not home, even though the story is perfect in my opinion. I think the grabble is, it's almost like how Blood Diamond was reinforcing how valuable diamonds are. It's like, oh my God, they're killing people for diamonds. We'll never have diamonds again. No. It amped up the price of diamonds because women subconsciously were like, oh, that means they're really valuable. Did they change it to Ruby as homage to the Whore of Babylon coming and destroying Oz? No, I have no idea, Harry Bear, but I think it's about silver currency. You know, silver always finds its way home because the Wizard of Oz, ounce, gold, follow the yellow brick road to ounce. I mean, a lot of, and during that time, there was a lot of currency wars. I truly think water is a cure to Coronu, Wicked Witch. It's pretty funny. Pope used to wear silver shoes, now he wears red. I don't pay attention to the Pope. Their Pope. It's also important to not say the Pope. That means the Father. Say their Pope. Because I respect Catholics. That's their Pope. It's not my Pope. The Pope means the daddy. He's not my daddy. I know it's a weird linguistic thing, but really try and say their Pope. Because it's not disrespectful. It's like when I say to my Muslim, right, like their imam, your imam, or whatever. I don't know if that's the same thing. Or if it's like your dad. It's not the dad. He's not my dad. That Pope. There you go. It's not the Pope. It's not the daddy. The dude. All right. The dark side of the moon synchronized the Wizard of Oz perfectly, gravy. Yeah. Not my Pope. I don't even get. Like, no Pope is my Pope. Like, at no point am I going to call him the Father. He's not my daddy. He's not my pimp. I couldn't type that fast, BB, ha, running away, only to come back to beginning where it starts. The message becomes, I grabbled after Dorothy's. I couldn't type that fast, BB, ha, running away, only to come back to the beginning where it starts. The message becomes, grabbled after Dorothy's. I see what you're saying, though. I think the grabble also is the Technicolors. Because it's the way the grabble used to have to operate before they just came right out with it is they would put, because you have to always work on children, because this is why you can forgive a lot of boomers and Greatest Generation. We are watching different movies. So adults could watch The Wizard of Oz and say, Dorothy was a 360-degree Mason, hilarious Harry Bear, and say, I can't remember what I was just thinking. We could watch The Wizard of Oz and say, what a great message, that all she ever needed was home, and that all your strength comes from within. And silver is a great currency, and the grabber behind, you know, you'll fall asleep in the Oxycontin fields. Yeah. But what the child sees is the colors, the vibrance. They're not operating in the same level as the adult. So the child is seeing, I want to be where it's brightly colored. I don't want to be in black and white world. And the adult is saying, wow, what a great story. When you internalize these words, and the child's like, what are these words you speak of? Wizard of Oz is my grandma's favorite movie. Yeah, I mean, the story is not really grabbled. It's I believe it's the technology of it. It's saying, it's so parents would bring their children and say, what a great message. But all a child says is the farm is black and white and Oz with the grabber is full of excitement and color. It's so true. We're all watching the Black Mirror, but see different. Yeah, yeah, exactly. BB, did you listen to Crow Dribble Seppin episode today about celebs related to politics? Yeah, I don't care about celebs really. I love Crow, obviously, but I don't care. When it's like, oh, they're all cousins, and I'm like, I don't care about them, and I don't like when I was doing all that stuff. Remember, a lot of you guys saw like my Bono is evil. Got like 500,000 views. Like what Bono's really up to. What Spielberg's really up to. Joe Biden rubbing kids' heads. I did that 2 years ago. You know, it's like when I cover stuff, it's not to stay there. I'm like, oh, okay. But I'm a Klan leader, not a waker upper. I'm not a teacher. I mean, I guess I'm a bit of a teacher, but I'm not here to just keep being like, okay, so 9/11, a lot of people are here because they're watching. It's my journey. It's like I'm learning these things. I cover them. I explain it well. And then I keep going. The Bono stream was amazing. Thank you. So at this point, I don't care about Bono. I think I think he sucks. But I'm not saying not to listen to Crow's stream and internalize it. But I've done it already. So I don't need to. I don't need to. People dwell on stuff that you can't do anything about. Right. Well, when you first learn it, it's fascinating. When you first learn that a lot of these people are bloodline people and they're set up to do things and they got to do that. I find celebrities so annoying at this point that I'm like, you address it, move on to something new. Meanwhile, people stay in milk for ages. Right. But there's differences. Like some people genuinely don't know shit. So when they are like, Big Bear, you got to listen to this. And I'm like, you know, and I'm excited that they care. I'm like, great. I'm glad that you care. Because it's new for them. But when someone's like, hey, do you want to see another Bono video? I'm like, no. And they're like, come on. We've only been doing it for three. That's what I didn't like about Crowder over time. Just recently watched the Bono episode for the first time. Great stuff. Thank you, Westside Bear. Is because he's obsessed with the left and media. Like, that's all he talks. He's just like, the left, the left, the left, the left, the left, the media. I'm like, so now what? You just complain and collect your nickels? Do you enjoy exposing FFs or hoaxes anymore? Yes, when they're kind of. When it's relevant, yeah. Like when I was going through the CDC statistics of Keringi and showing how pneumonia just took a nosedive this year, so really it's the same amount of people dying and all that. Yeah, I'll go through it and explain it. I've done whole things on Sandy hoax and all that stuff. But it's like, at some point you say, well, now what? And now what I'm really into is gardening and understanding compassion on a grand scale. And I'm really into making apple cider. But don't get me wrong. When things pop up, I'm all about it, you know? And when people send me interesting gravy, but like NASA, like exposing NASA to me is, just point. It's almost like, why don't you just do whole videos making fun of Ben Shapiro anymore? I'm like, because we did that. Like he got toasted. Does that make sense? All right, left right is BS. It's division. Yeah, it's total BS. Total BS. Left right doesn't mean anything. Dan Crenshaw really opened my eyes to that. They agreed on everything. Like him and Ilhan Omar have almost no differences whatsoever in politics. You have to make the political spectrum so small that you think Dan Crenshaw and Ilhan Omar have any differences at all. It's like, it's almost the exact same to the point where it's like, I don't know. I just don't even know how to explain it. Like the true political spectrum is huge and they only show you this much. And then they go fight, fight, endlessly argue and bicker about how many weeks the abortion should be. I'm just like, what? Argue endlessly about whether or not corporations should have a 38 or 36% tax. It's like, well, I have some other opinions. want me to throw some other ideas in the ring? No, no, no. It's 38 or 36%, depending on what your write-offs are. It's like, I'm just going to go. Beating a dead horse is fun until it isn't. Right. Like, I'll still beat on Rogan because it's hilarious. Like, making fun of Rogan's height is endlessly funny and how he looks like a thumb. But Shapiro, every now and then I'll throw a nickel in that jar, but it's pointless. Same with Fuentes and all that stuff. It's like Fuentes, I went real hard at it because I saw people being manipulated and pulled down a path of eternal emasculinity, you know, where it's like, when I saw people I knew saying, oh, this guy is all about traditional and he's saving up money in his mom's house, I'm like, this dude's got to get burnt a bit so that my people don't fall for it. And of course, I was right. Still lives with his mom, still makes, he makes more in a day than almost all you make in 2 weeks. And he's just saving up for his own place, huh, guys? And lies and manipulates for money. And money isn't evil. I'm not saying just because you make a lot of money, you're bad. But he lives with his mommy. And so when people are like, oh, that's... And it's not about maintaining strong family ties. I want my children to live near us forever. I want a compound. He lives in a gated Chicago community, cuck dad, you know, odd mom. That isn't like the agrarian keep family together situation. It's to keep a man as a baby. And so I don't really care about him. I was doing a service to my people where it's like, don't go down that road. And if people chose to, at this point, it's like, great. That's your choice. But I did my part. I sleep well. Thanks for crushing BB, sitting here in a park all to myself, watching you crush. I love Corona. Love it, buddy. All right. I'm going to open some mail, but does anyone have any more song requests? Never listened to Fuentes, but he looks annoying. I liked him briefly. I thought that he had balls. I thought he was comedic. That's one of the reasons I felt so morally obligated to torch him, because I had sent people to him. And so I had to make it right with my bears. Because it's like I was the one who was saying that dude has comedy skills. He did. He still does probably a little bit. Like he has a little, in a world where the youth didn't appear to have any comedy, they do obviously, but not in public. There isn't a lot of actual comedy. I was like, finally, somebody is at least funny and doesn't hate himself. And then I was like, sorry guys. Kevin McGinnis said he'd have you on his show yesterday. Not sure where you stand with him. I like him. I just don't care about doing shows. I would. I mean, I like Gavin. I think he's a cool dude. But he waits for the grammar. Dude, I judge people if I like them. I like Donald Trump. I don't care how many promises he breaks or how many promises he fulfills. I don't care about the government, guys. You know, it's tough to explain myself sometimes because I'm like, dude, I'd love to hang out with Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson. Those guys seem like a blast. Oh, so you think, no. I think most of everything they say is completely insane. But I would like them. Like before this hyper-atomization of the population, before the internet, people would get along that had huge differences. BB, Def Do Gavin gives me a reason to watch him. Haven't checked him out in the longest. Cool, I would. I'm doing a SGT report. His son watches the stream and people like him, and I just like making new buddies. He seems pretty cool. I'm pumped to make friends with him. So that sounds exciting. Can you sing your favorite classical song? I might start opening some mail. My back hurts. Ugh. Any bears have seen The Fall of the Cabal? Sean's a good dude. Yeah. I'm excited to talk to him. The Kumia retard reveal joke was freaking hilarious. Oh, thank you, Teddy Bear. Cool SGT is solid. Yeah. I'm down to do streams. I just don't. BB, is your mom coming to you? Yes. In a week. BB, I would love to hear you on Jaronism with Dearth. I've done it like several times. I'll do it again, though. Sean, cool, but heavy on the despair. Well, that's where I come in. I'm a bright ray of shiny light. SGT seems doom and gloom, I think. But see, that's where community helps. When you see a dude that's cool, that seems a little gloomy, dude, I think I gave James True a good, like, vibe. He's even said that on his thing. He was like, Yeah, I was doing Richie from Boston. Then I started talking to Owen Benjamin. I just seemed a lot more optimistic. It's like you're supposed to lift up your fellow man. You know, it's easy to feel despair in these days. You know, so if the person isn't intentionally, you know, hang on. I've been listening to SCG for a while. Yeah. Don't knock a brother down. Pick him up. Right. I think my role right now is to show people the good of these times. These times are crazy. Like, if someone has despair right now, I get it. I mean, Richie and Alex Jones take it to an absurd degree. So that's a whole different thing. But if someone has despair right now, every channel you turn on is endless madness. You know, it's like things don't make sense out there. But see, I went through this years ago. So I actually have a role to play where I can be like, hey guys, don't even worry about it. My economy collapsed and I was put in quarantine almost 4 years ago. And it's awesome. You just have to fucking like, oh, sorry. Sorry. You just have to view it properly. BB, I heard you on Karen and Brian's. Sweet. How did you even deal with Alex? I used to like him. I thought he had balls. But I didn't really know him that well. I thought he was an honest person. I just thought he was crazy. But in a good way, like in an honest way. Alex Jones gets a... But he's legit not a good dude, in my opinion. My opinion. But he has a spark. He can always heal. You definitely helped me out with the sight picture. Sweet. Yeah, and like James True helped me with compassion. You understand that this is the point of community. The point of resonating with each other is you help out your fellow man. Like James True helped me, Vox Day, like all the Crow, all these guys have helped put things together in my mind. And I have my thing that I contribute, which is the actual reality of all of it. Like I'm a very like real world guy. Alex has a Jewish wife handler. It goes so much beyond that. I don't think that that's the setup. I think that he's just true, brought me back to compassion as well as long as with yourself. Yeah. And it's like, for example, James benefited tremendously from my, like day in, day out vibe where it's like, I think just thinking about stuff like feeding chickens or, you know, laughing with your kids, like those things can snap really smart intellectual types out of funks where you put together stuff and you're like, you see things that other people don't see. And the way out is like, well, you know, I gotta feed the goats and, you know, and just seeing a community of people laughing and like having fun and resonating. So many men just simply are like, oh, sweet. I don't have to be pissed off all the time. I'd go 50-50 Jones is Hicks. I have no idea. I don't care. Either way, it's just all so dumb and gay. Alex's son is called Rex, Lizard King, Dedication of the Lie. I don't care. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Support what you like or it goes away. Thank you, Scooter Bear. I'm going to make Scooter Bear a mod. How do I make Scooter Bear a mod? Hang on a second. Scooter Bear is always here crushing. Yeah. I don't know how to do this. Hang on. It's all a horrible dream. I couldn't do it. I don't even know how to do that. Like right now, my butt, oh man, I shouldn't have even told people. Because right now, I can't even ban Dimitri if I have to. Yeah. Dimitri just said I'm always supportive. I'm going to put Dimitri in a timeout for saying that. See, I can't even put Dimitri in a timeout right now. Don't worry about it, guys. It's literally not a big deal. I'll just remember that in the future. Dimitri's like, oh, I'm always supportive. Control, escape, Q. Dimitri's like, I'm always supportive. That gets a timeout. Hang on. This normally just where I just click on it. I'm such a boomer. Oh, thanks, Harry Bear. PB, make Dimitri a mod? No. Plays the song, no problem. Yeah, I should make Dimitri a mod just so we can just tell him to time himself out. Scooter Bear is always crushing. Yeah, he's just constantly supportive. Dimitri, put yourself in a little timeout. That would be so funny. Look at the stars. I still like the song, even though I know it's all nonsense. Look how they shine for you. Women and homosexuals are like, me and everything you do. Everything I do. And it was all yellow. Ah. Is Dmitry Russian? Is he Ukrainian? Lunatic. You know, keep him at arm's reach. Like, the one social distancing that needs to be administered is with Dmitry. But he's a lovable madman. He needs to start timing himself out. What do you want me to play? Give me a song that I haven't played in a while. Probably more than I normally get. Sonic Ravy. I don't know what Sonic means. Oh, you mean my playing? Thank you. I'll open some letters as we think about it. Look at the mail. It's addressed to you because you're good at mugging Jews. Because no one else has the balls. All right, let me set up a little thing here. Dear Big Bear, I was at Walmart this weekend and I was one of only three people, all males, who were not wearing masks. We will not make it through the winter, Dragon Bear. Well, Walmart, no offense to Walmart. I shop at Walmart sometimes. But Walmart's clientele is notoriously a little weak on the genome. On the genomes, if you know what I mean. Not exactly the cream of the crop. I can't read this handwriting. Actually, I'll give it a shot. If you send it to me, I will give it a shot. A little bit, though. Dearest Owen, it's been too long since I've written. I know what I share with you is something to cause some worry, trouble in your mind, and I do apologize for what I'm sure you haven't forgotten my name in all these months. And read off air. No, I don't even know who. I don't know who this is. I don't know. All right. Anyway, thank you very much. Thanks for the seeds, and I will potentially read it off air, but you'd be surprised how much I don't know. Dear Stone, we will not make it through the winter. All right. No, it wasn't Fairy Bear. It was a genuine person, I think. Big Bear, I just wanted to thank you for the distilled water info you led us bears onto. It has changed my life. The past few months, I've been able to think clearer and do a better job at work. I'm a structural engineer, so a clear mind is key. Keep crushing. DeSoto Bear. Thank you, DeSoto Bear, and thank you for the gravel for my babble. All right. Did Owen ever get my letter? I don't know, Laura Bear. Again, that's how women just are. It's fine. I have to just get better at that. It's like a man would see a guy get, you know, 10, 20 letters a day, and they would be like, there's no way he remembers. But a woman's like, he'll remember. He'll know. He'll know because I put personal things in there. They all do. Damn it, says Laura Bear. I don't know. Here's the thing. If you send me a letter, you can't hold it over me and be like, you didn't read it. Find it. It's like, no. I'm a woman. I know, Laura Bear. I get it. I'm learning compassion. All right. Dear Owen, I was reading a book on spagyrics and inspired this wordplay. Imagination. I, magi, nation. I, pineal, magi, learned magician. Nation, Latin, that which has been born. I am the magi of my nation, or my divine spark is the learned magician of that which has been born. Much love, Falcor. Love it, buddy. I love that. I magi, nation. Imagination's big. It's your creative spark, and we all have it. It just gets beaten down. Maybe I'll play some Wall. The Wall. We'll talk about how they tried to break us. Thank you. It was very generous. Awesome, awesome family. When we were younger. Hello, Big Bear. As you can see, we're cowering in fear over the coronavirus. Fear is the mind molder. I was in line for the grocery store the other day, and almost everyone was wearing a mask. Then this guy I know showed up in a fake Jewish beard, with the curly sideburns and all. He kept shifting it from side to side while in... well, in line. It was the funniest thing I've seen in a while. It made me think of you wearing the Grabler mask. Good to see people in my area not falling for the corona fear. Your live streams are a huge comfort in my life, and I thank you. Keep it up. Much love, Burning Bear. Hilarious, Burning Bear. That guy sounds like a legend. The guy with the grabber beard. Oh, a couple seeds here. Loose seeds. What do you think? Is that actually Jack and the Beanstalk? Come on, loose seeds. There we go. I think that was a shot at my height. Oh, it's Runner Bear. Greetings, Big Bear. Runner Bear here from Prodigal Son has returneth. It's been a while since my last letter. Some of the crazy synchronicities happening lately, I thought I'd send you a few words along with a few seeds. Yeah, I think it was a shot at my height, but whatever. I know you're a busy man, so I'll stick to one example. A few weeks back, I finished a chapter of Big Bear Quotes. I figured I had something pretty unique that no one else would be talking about. The consequences of ignoring body odor, ignoring natural law, the consequences of fear, and overall, how scent is a good indicator of what's going on under the physiological hood. Of course, 2 weeks later, you were crushing hard rhetoric about the scent of fear. Suffice it to say, it is a perfect fit. This is happening so often now that even as a skeptical thinker, I'm starting to believe in memories stored in the ether idea. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's almost a fact at this point. I know your search histories. Anyway, looking forward to having something to give back. The book should be in print by summer. See, these are the people that I remember. It's people that actually make things and people that actually tell me stories that help me grow. You know, like his story about returning to his father in The Prodigal Son. It helped me understand Prodigal Son because at first I was like, why'd you even leave? In other news, with this corona pandemic in mid-script, I moved home for the time being. You're 100% correct that this whole thing is a blessing. We're building a giant garden on our acre and getting some chickens for the first time. Crushing. This wouldn't have happened without your stream. Thanks for your hard work and doing such a good job with the stream. I hope I can return the favor by providing some long-winded answers to some of the questions you've asked on stream in the past. How do I make my kids hard workers without trauma? Chapter 4. And how can free will and manufactured consent be true simultaneously? Chapter 7. It's great. God, it's so good. I'll make sure to send you some gravel for your courage. Just keep writing. That's more important. I have plenty of gravel right now. If you want to send me gravel. But just the writing is higher valued gravel. For now, please accept these seeds. What kind of seeds? I think it's a shot at my height. Looking forward to sending you a copy of the book this summer. Blessings, Runner Bear. P.S. If you have a chance to read the manuscript to request any changes before it goes to print, I'm happy to send it over. Manuscript should be done in 6 to 8 weeks. Then I have some quote work and loose ends to tie up with publishing. I don't anticipate any issues, but hope is to make sure all the major points are something you agree with since the book is about you. Okay. Seeds. West Coast seeds pole beans. They grow 6 feet tall. Okay, sweet. I like it. Shall we continue? When we were younger, we knew everyone was on our side. And now we still do. Last one for this evening. BB, what ages do you recommend for reading the Heart of Darkness series? I've never read it, so I don't know. Sounds a little, my kids would find it spooky though. I think that's it. I think I got to my letters. I got some good packages that I'll read tomorrow. It was beans. I know it was beans. I called it. And he doesn't even know he was taking a shot at me at my height. I guarantee Runner Bear had no idea what he was doing. He sent me fucking bean seeds. Get those Captain of Crush hand grippers. Jack was born in the beanstalk, yeah. Century Apocalypse Now. Oh, I don't know. Dude, it sounds grabby. Dude, where's my beans, bro? He knew. Dude, how about the fact I called it? Somebody just sent me magic beans as if I'm a giant and a beanstalk, love. He didn't even realize. He thought he was, like, helping out. He didn't realize everything's a shot at my height. Beans are seeds. Jack and the Beanstalk. I remember BB saying he was going to grow. Yeah, yeah. Hey, bud, what song you want me to play?
My Mommy's Hand.
Okay, don't stick out your tongue, though. Remember we talked about that?
Okay.
All right. Are you going to sing?
Yes.
Okay. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Let me see this, buddy. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never, you gotta sing. Notice how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you. I'm turning purple. All right. Thank you, buddy. Is that another bear? Surrounded by bears. All right, why don't you spin on the chair a little bit?
Okay. Boo, bears.
Well, he says hi. Please don't take my son. Spin. What do you think, Charlie? You having fun, Wall? Before I land the plane?
I don't feel like it looks that great.
You look amazing. Come on. Show the people the baby bump.
Yeah, I really feel like it.
All right. It's your call. It's all good. Thank you. Which one? This one?
Yeah. This one?
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, watch this. Ready for this? Watch this, Charlie. Ready? Ready?
Thank you.
I really need my bike. Can't work without my bike. Yep. Which fast song? This one? How about this time for a fast one? Charlie likes this one. Yeah. Fast song with the Snoopy song, this one? Stickered. But I mean, they're coming for you. This is the family kind of, yeah. Life is really good. I feel sorry for Owen's neck. Don't be. My neck doesn't get hurt. Oh, oh, oh. Somebody's coming in hot. Of the child beast. We will not survive the winter. Oh. It's a toy sticker, swirl slime. Ah! What song should I play? Let's just close down shop with Gunner's Dream. Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing. Is that my own composition? Yes. All right, so I'm going to record. Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream.
I love you. You look beautiful if you want to say hi to people.
Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the bed. You take her braille.
Dimitri just got muted again. Nice.
Place to stay, enough to eat, somewhere old heroes shuffle.
Good night, Bears.
Say goodnight to the Bears.
Good night, Bears. Good night, Dad.
Good night, buddy. I love you.
Bye.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a song again.
We will tomorrow. Go to bed.
Okay.
All right. Amy crushes even when she doesn't say hi. Yeah, she crushes. Dimitri bleeds lemons when he gets muted. Yeah, when Dimitri gets muted, he bleeds lemons. A place to stay. Enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street. Where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. What's more, no one ever disappears, you never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can't relax.
Good night, buddy. Come here.
I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Mwah, 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 mwah.
Good night, Charles.
Good night, King Charles the First. Walter's so sweet. Yeah, they're all sweet. Okay, dude, though, I don't know. Doesn't matter. He adds flavor to the chat. He might be a total psycho. I don't know. I just have a fondness for him. He's passionate. may be a Russian spy. He's the worst Russian spy in history. How many songs are about your soul waiting? Like that song, and then also, I'll close on this. My back is hurting. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I love this song. I've become obsessed a little bit. I should probably learn the words. Yeah, let's see here. Santorina words. No, lyrics. Don't say words. Lyrics is how the Jew says it. There we go. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho, then I'd slap her down. Well, I really wanna know, my baby. Well, I really wanna know, is that just mine? And I'll make it
swear that I, well, I really want to know. I really want to say I can't define that love. No, we'll have to. Oh, then he does it twice. What I really want to say, baby, what I really want to say is I've got mine. And I'll make it. Yes, I'm coming home. Oh. Tell Sanchito that if he knows what is good for him, he best go running high. Daddy's got a new 45. To stick that barrel straight down Sancho's throat. Believe me when I say that I've got something for his punk ass. Now ass, well, I really wanna know. Aw, baby, what I really wanna say is there's just one way back, and I'll make it. Yeah, but my soul will have to wait.
My soul will have to wait. Two different songs. That's interesting. And I wonder if it's they were written around the same time. Synchronicities. All right, any final questions or thoughts before I get out of here? My dogs keep getting out and getting in the cat litter. Stand By Your Van was a great album. BB, that's a funny title. BB, make cooking dinner a lot more fun. Sweet. Some might say by Oasis. I like Oasis. Country Roads Encore. Oh, no, I don't have the emotion anymore. I've bled all over the stage for you people tonight. I give it my all. I do a four-hour set every day. I might need, I don't know. You guys energize me a lot, but then also sometimes I feel like I need to, I think I might be fucking on my back. I might need a new chair. Prayers, bears. Yeah. I don't understand how rock stars can be like, oh my God, I can't do another show. I'm so tired. Dude, I do four-hour sets every single day of new shit every day. I will keep coming back. Hell yeah, Jen Bear. BB, have you listened to Crash Test Dummies? No. Sounds terrible. Wonderwall makes me wonder now. Want me to play it and we can discuss it? The Ugly Jew. Thanks for the music. Later, guys. Later, Ugly Jew. Bob Dylan had a great voice of wares. How are the new kids? Strong. I have to bottle feed so many goats every day. It's crazy. I think that's probably the thing that's wearing me down a little bit. But I love my goats. But, you know, when you work every day from 5 in the morning till 9:30 at night, it's, you know. But it's all work I would do anyway. It gives me purpose. Helps my mind and spirit. But every now and then I'm like, how the fuck do I keep doing this intensely? But you just do. You just keep crushing. Hot tub's good for your back. Easy, gay guy. I think I just found a gay guy, Sterling Bear. Hot tub, good for your back. Why don't you have 20 beers and slip in, huh, gay guy? I know what you're up to. I think it might actually be a woman. All right, truth is what it's all about. Yo, BB, you're doing great, kid. Thank you. Oh, did you guys see the BB? You're like a older bro to me. I love it, Stature Bear. I'm the good older brother. I'm like the government. Big brother is no good. Crowder is a hot tub. Oh, I know. He's always trying to get everybody in a hot tub to smoke cigars with him. I feel dirty now, knowing what I was involved with. Did you guys see the new cartoon, the new Baby Boomer cartoon? It's hilarious, the Red Pill Rooster one. BB, could we dedicate one day a week of Logos, lyrics, hip-hop, old school till we run out? Yeah, it'll probably last about 20 minutes. And then it would get into fucking hoes and smoking crack. I'm not even blaming it on the brothers. I think the blacks probably were not excited about the direction hip-hop took. Yeah, we can go back to Diggable Planets and all that, but... I just don't care enough. And Tribe Called, no, De La Soul. De La Soul. My older cousin broke his back, not paralyzed, in a roofing accident and takes hot baths for back pain, BB. I obviously take hot baths. I just didn't like how that homo was presenting it to me. Can we get 10 minutes a week? Dimitri's in another timeout. Dude, I can't time out people. God, I feel so naked. Tribe Cook, all right. Thank you for the smiles, BB, anytime. Pumping hose and slamming Cadillac does. Exactly, Spectre Bear. But it was the grab was writing all of it, though. Hip-hop used to touch on logos. Yeah, it still probably does. It's everything famous is shit. I'm sure there's still hip-hop people. It's just when you get them in debt and you get them watching pornos, they race to the bottom. If there's groups of men that didn't get in debt or watch pornos, they're probably still doing based hip-hop. Guys, it's a math equation. Pornos and debt. Pornos and debt. It makes you agree to war. And dude, it's so obvious when you see it. You just have to take the leap of faith and stop watching the pornos, and then your third eye opens. The people that say third eye is demonic watch pornos. You see right out of here. Oh, that, no, you keep it closed until Jesus returns. Let me see your fucking search history. Well, I mean, obviously I have to squirt. God gave us this for a reason. Grabware's try to ruin all that is good. Yeah, but you have to allow it. You have to allow it. We're not blaming the Grabware anymore. The Grabware is his own worst enemy. The Grabware is his own worst enemy. Like, third eye is a fucking, is real. Open it up. And the way to keep it closed, oh, no, only Jesus can open it. No, no, what closes it is porn and lies and hating everything and booze. Oh, no, third eye. Third eye is for discernment. Exactly. Why do you think they want you to not have a third eye? The great pine cone. There's a giant pine cone in front of the fucking Vatican, but yet people would be like, my daddy, our Pope, said to keep my third eye closed, so I'm a good little retard. I just don't care. And this is the thing. There's one reason I think that gives me a lot of balls. Is people could be like, oh, Big Bear, don't go after the daddy, El Popa. Aren't you worried? It's like, I can't live in a world. Like, dude, if I couldn't say what is true and someone was like, we're going to send a hit squad. I'm like, okay, so you take a left at the light. Like, if I was forced to live in a world where you couldn't say what is true or what you know is true. Like, third eye compassion is really good. It's like, dude, if it was for some reason, if that was like somehow elite, like no one could do that anymore. And they were like, we're going to send a hit squad. I would give them directions. I'd be like, okay. The best, is there traffic or no traffic? And that's why it's so, people hold on to their lives. Like it's this like thing. It's only good if you can be good. If you are forced to be like, the coronavirus, oh my God, like you just, what's the point? It's like, well, then we'll make it real painful. Stop. Stop. Pain is saying, you know what pain is. Pain is agreeing with lies intentionally and subverting your own good and beauty and truth. Like that's pain. There's no torture squad that can compete. There's no Guantanamo that can compete with having to be like, I'm scared of the coronavirus. As Big Bear, meanwhile, pine gum spirits are graveled. You got to take the ticket. I don't know what that means. Pine gum spirits are not graveled. The fuck is wrong? Oh, it's up to Denver if it's a spirit. Okay. What are you doing right now? Having a nice beer and watching a nice dirty movie. It's exhausting, but we're clawing our way out of it. You know, it's like we have enough people now that get it, that I don't feel alone anymore. Life is having something worth dying for. Right, dude, I would die for all kinds of shit. That's why people are like, this hill is not the hill to die on. I'm like, guys, any hill is a hill to die on. And I love being alive. I think that's why I love life so much. People are always like, oh, your kids, your life is so great. It's like, yeah, because I'm not a coward. This isn't the hill to die on, Big Bear. Any hill is a hill to die on for me. Any. Show me a hill. Looks great to me. And other men are like, no, but that isn't the right hill. The hill I need to die on first, I have to squirt, and then I have to wear my nice pants. Any hill. And you know I'm not lying. I also don't feel alone. I love it. Like being isolated and feeling alone for knowing something that's true and living in a world of lies is worse than death. Every hill is a hill to die on. I'll die on a molehill. I'll die in a valley. But the whole coronavirus narrative is based on fear of death. An 86-year-old just died tragically of the coronavirus. It's like, I'm 39 and I'm seeing a lot of hills that look very comfortable. And that isn't, oh, so you want to die? Of course not. I want to live. I love being alive. I love it. It's an honor serving, crushing. But any fucking hill, any. Oh, no, it's not this hill. It's a different hill. I'll close on that. Oh, you want to see that? Where's that awesome? Where's that inspirational speech? There's 300 in Braveheart. Which one's better, guys? About one day you're all going to die. Dude, Braveheart's so based. Braveheart speech. Speech before battle. Dude, let's just watch this real quick. This is so great. I'll get it.
I'm not dying for these bastards. Let's go home.
All right, watch this. Dude, this is so legendary. He's a short man that I respect. So here, the gamma male, but that's the thing. These aren't even gamma males. They're just males that need leadership. All right, watch this. There we go. You see how it says sign in? It's because I'm not allowed to have a YouTube account. That's why when people talk shit about me on YouTube, I'm like, you're so tough.
Do not leave. Wait until we've negotiated.
That's the gravel right there. Just wait. Now watch the legend. Here he comes. He's coming in with Coddington Oso and the boys. Those are his mods. Those are his moderators. But the coronavirus. You see Harry Bear and the boys behind him? There's Harry Bear right there with the axe. There's his Coddington. There's YouTube's terms of service. I mean, his height's obviously an issue, but I'll take it. Mel's a legend. They even said something about his height. Check it out.
Colgan Wallace can't be tall enough.
That's right. He's actually not. William Wallace was legitimately really tall, and I'm sure people sent him magic beans. Let's get to the speech, boys.
Yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
So sons of Scotland. I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yeah. By the way, in reality, he was. Just to let you know, he was like my height. So just to let you know that there was some casting situations, but let's just enjoy this.
Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse.
Crushes crowds.
I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men.
By the way, they're about to fight with swords. All people these days have to do is walk into a grocery store without a fucking mask on. It's insane how the stakes have changed.
And free men you are.
That's right, bears.
Freedom!
Will you fight? You're like, squirt!
We will run! And we will live!
Dude, this is the speech right here. I'm not even gonna do any jokes about it. Listen to this message.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Boom! Dude, all right. It's literally, I've experienced this exactly. It's like, we'll lose our YouTube accounts. It's like, yes. Yes, you'll keep your YouTube account for another few weeks, maybe a month, a year, and they'll have to put some banners at the bottom of your YouTube account. Yes, you will stay on YouTube a little while, but as long as we're here, we will tell the Grabbler what he's done. All right, just it's so fucking motivating. Watch this.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while,
bitch. You know you're all gonna die.
And dying in your beds many years from now.
You'll have your YouTube accounts.
Would you be willing?
You'll have your Twitters.
All the days from this day to that. For one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like, yeah, you'll keep your Twitter accounts for a little while, but then eventually you'll either die or get deleted. But right now you can say something. And that the irony about, there's so many grabbles, give me liberty or give me death. No, it's not theirs to give you. Try and take my liberty. Try. That's a better quote. Give me liberty or give me death. No, it's not yours to give me. I already have it. That's a fact. Like, you got to really look at the words people say, give me liberty or give me death. It's not yours to give. All right, now it's time for another legendary scene. Give me liberty or give me death. That's insane. What is that, your mom? Are you asking your mommy? Give me liberty, mommy. It's all internal. There's freer people in prison than there are right now in grocery stores. All right, 300... Scene, not Sparta. Oh, what is your profession? It's sick. So as we fight in the shade, that's all sick. But with Hunchback, this is great. I don't know if I can find it. The traitor. Oh, this is great. Let's see if this is the right one.
Spear.
This is great. So, man, just watch this. Just this look to the coward.
You there? The Fialtis.
May you live forever.
Boom. Just watch that again.
Your spear?
This scene is so powerful. It's like, may you live forever. And it hurts so bad when he realizes it. That he will just slowly decay.
You there. The Fialtis.
The traitor.
May you live forever.
And that was so well acted. Because there was compassion in what he said. You can see there was compassion in it, guys. That's what made it so fucking mind-blowingly hard-hitting. Like, Leonidas is literally looking at this dude like, may you live forever. It's like, it's the calm of that delivery was fucking mind-blowing. It wasn't like, may you live forever. He's just like, there's compassion in his voice, and that's what makes it so fucking mind-blowing. Watch this.
May you live forever.
So much pain. Let's check out another scene from this. This is awesome. This is the deal. You're comparing him to Jesus. The allegories are the fractals are everywhere. So this is the scene with Jesus and the devil, where it's like, I'll give you everything. Just watch this. It's fucking amazing. This is an amazing scene.
Let me guess. You must be Xerxes. Come, Leonidas. Let us reason together. It would be a regrettable waste.
It's anti-height, obviously. It's the bad guys always tall. Oh, no, let's just watch the, let's finish the scene.
It would be nothing short of madness for you, brave king, and your valiant troops to perish. All because of a simple misunderstanding.
Dude, this shit happens to me all the time. Just for a little thing. Can't you just play ball, Big Bear? What? Crowder had you on a show. It would be a shame for you to lose everything you've gained, to become ostracized, man. Just over a misunderstanding. They always try and pull you back in until you really show them that you don't give a fuck. Watch this. This is awesome. And then they hate you for it.
Much our cultures could share.
Well, haven't you noticed? We've been sharing our culture with you all morning.
Yours is a fascinating tribe. Even now you are defiant. In the face of annihilation. In the presence of a god. It isn't wise to stand against me, Leonidas. Imagine what horrible fate awaits my enemies when I would gladly kill any of my own men for victory.
And I would die for any one of mine.
You Greeks
think... Dude, you see how much more power he has? Where that guy thinks it's powerful to kill any of his own people, but really that's not power. That's the opposite of power. That's weakness. And Leonidas is like, I would die for mine. You would murder your own for your own power. And that's why they're so weak. Dude, this is true to the fucking word in reality. This is why he's weak, not strong. That will to kill your own is not strength.
Your logic. I suggest you apply it. Consider the beautiful lands you so vigorously defend. Picture it reduced to ash at my whim. Consider the fate of your women.
Clearly, you don't know our women.
He's not engaging. It's like he's above it. He's not like, don't you say that about my women. He's like, you don't know our women. It's great.
I'm up here, judging by what I've seen. You have many slaves, Xerxes. A few warriors.
This is what you got to remember with NPCs right now. There's many slaves, but few warriors. You're going to be outnumbered out there. People are going to be wearing masks, squirting, spiraling. But they're not strong. It's like they're not a threat to you. You just line up in formation and just, I'm telling you guys, I've lived this shit. Oh, how dare you? Dude, I get it. I've heard a million how dare yous from a million Persians.
It won't be long before they fear my spears more than your whips.
How fucking cool is that? How fucking cool is that? It won't be long till they fear my spears more than your whips. And that's what we're seeing right now in society. Like the this is why it's such an interesting time to be alive, why tipping points are like right there all the time. Where it's like, at what point do cops say, no, I'm not gonna arrest this woman in the park? We're dealing with some real ancient level empire falling shit right now. And it's fascinating to be able to witness in my life. Because tyranny never wins. It wins for a while and then it fails. It always fails in the long run because, as he just said, they'll fear his spears more than his whips. And that's like, when does a cop no longer have those the carrot and stick of pension and all? And dude, we're experiencing this right now. This couldn't be more real.
It's not the lash they fear. It is my divine power. But I am a generous god. I can make you rich beyond all measure. I will make you warlord of all Greece. You will carry my battle standard to the heart of you.
And he's whispering like a snake. And a lot of people that just go, oh, how am I? He's the Baphomet in this. He's genderless. And I thought it was brilliant casting. I thought the way they depict this whole scenario is perfect. This isn't homoerotic. This is how if you think you're God, that means you don't have a gender, because God, you know, it's like he is the woman and the man. That's why so many of these people are trans. It's perfect how this is shot, in my opinion.
Your Athenian rivals will kneel at your feet. If you will, but kneel at mine.
You are generous. As you are divine, king of kings. Such an offer only a madman would refuse. But the idea of kneeling, it's, you see, slaughtering all those men of yours has left a nasty.
You see the pain he feels. Defiance, I've experienced this in my life a lot, guys. Defiance causes these people tremendous pain. Because just one person saying no topples their entire thing. And then they become obsessed. Just one person saying no. They feel like waves of horrible pain, like physical pain. Fact. I've seen it. So, look at it.
It's left a nasty crack in my leg. So kneeling will be hard for me.
There will be no glory in your sacrifice. I will erase even the memory of Sparta from the histories. Every piece of Greek parchment shall be burned. Every Greek historian and every scribe shall have their eyes put out and their tongues cut for their mouths. Why?
That's a gamma spiral right there. What you're witnessing right now is what I get all the time. It's called a gamma spurgout. He's saying things that are just bullshit because of his feelings. He's not a man.
The very name of Sparta or Leonidas will be punishable by death. The world will never know you existed at all.
The world will know that free men stood against a tyrant.
Oh, and by the way, the one mistake here, not mistake, but the most powerful thing he could have said was, God will know. Just think about how fucking intimidating that is, where it's like, no one will know you or ever. It's like, the one that matters will. And dude, that fucking ices people. Because it's true. They know it on a deep level, even if they won't admit it. It's like, you can burn all the books you want. There's a witness to all of this, and we both know that. You can demonize me all you want, but... And that fucks people up.
But few stood against many.
All right, watch this. This is a classic Banning. Hang on, watch this. Where's this? Is Sparta. It's like how I ban people. It's great. Hey, God. Because hold people to, oh, dude, that fat baby thing was freaky. The immortals. This is Sparta's awesome. Hold people accountable for their words. If more people did this, you know, if somebody arrests a mother for being in a park, hold the cop accountable. Be like, why'd you do that? I did find, no, no, there are no messengers in this world. There's like, you speak. Don't just send me a message.
Earth and water. You rode all the way from Persia for earth and water.
Do not be coy or stupid, Persian.
Check for the bikes.
You can afford neither in Sparta.
What makes this woman think she can speak among men?
Because only Spartan women give birth to real men.
Let us walk to cool our tongues.
If you value your lives over your complete annihilation, listen carefully, Leonidas. Xerxes conquers and controls everything he rests his eyes upon. He leads an army so massive it shakes the ground with its march, so vast it drinks the rivers dry. All the god King Xerxes requires is this, a simple offering of earth and water.
See, this is why consent is so important. This entire movie is about consent. If he's so powerful, why wouldn't he just take Sparta? Why does he keep asking for offerings? Because the whole fucking world, your whole life is about consent to evil and good. If we can drink the rivers by, it's like, then why doesn't he just take it? Because he wants to. No. He needs, because there's contracts above us in the spiritual realm. He needs you to accept it, to hold on to this material flesh life more than your love of God. If that isn't broken, evil doesn't win. And they know that. They can't just do it. They have to
the
make you.
The token of Sparta's submission to the will of Xerxes.
Submission. Now that's a bit of a problem. See, rumor has it the Athenians have already turned you down. And if those philosophers and
look, there's Kai and Bear right there. You see, Kai and Bear like realized what was going down, and he was like, "Oh, it's time to shoot with the 50 cal out of the garbage truck." Watch Kai and Bear right behind him.
Rumor has it the Athenians have already turned you down.
He catches the vibe. He gets
and if
it.
Those philosophers and boy lovers have found that kind of nerve.
Then we must be diplomatic.
And of course,
oh no, that isn't Kyneton Bear. I forgot. That's the scumbag. That's not Kyneton Bear.
Have the reputation to consider.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last as king.
This is what so many men don't realize. It's like the next generation, the baby boomer, their goal is to die before the debt comes due. Your children are looking at you. Your woman's looking at you. The wind beneath your feet, like your ancestors, are right there waiting on your answer. Don't wear the mask. Kick the motherfucker in the well. It's awesome. Everybody dies in the world. She loves it. There's Amy right there, like, crush, you know what to do.
And water.
Madman. You're a madman.
Earth and water.
By the way, that was, that's called gaslighting. It's what they did to me all the time. They say, oh, you're crazy. For not submitting and taking bullshit, for not submitting your will and taking our money and our fame, you're crazy. They always do that. Dude, this is the story of my life. I swear to God, it's fun. Oh, man, again, he thinks he's in the United. Dude, yes, kind of, yes. Amy's like, this is why I give you children.
And water.
Madman.
You're going to get coronavirus.
Well, you'll find plenty of both down there.
Yeah.
Persian or Greek, no man threatens a messenger.
who bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
By the way, blasphemy is what they see me as because I go against their science. You understand? Modern science is a religion. That's why they see me as a blasphemer. That's why they hate me so much. This is madness. It's like, no, you don't get to say this shit to me in my chat. And I'll fucking... And every time they do it, they think they're going to break me. Instead, it makes me want to kick them down more wells. And I'll do it until I die. Because everybody fucking dies. People don't understand that. Lie in a field. Really feel your body next to the dirt. It's going back there one day. What are you going to do before it goes back? I'll tell you, kick this bike thief right in the fucking well. Amy, what do you think? Kill him. Copy that.
Madness. This is Sparta!
Bam! And then all my mods are coming in. Look at my mods. Get him out of here. But I was just trying. Look at this guy right here. This guy falling into the well. He's like, I was just trying. How dare you? I was just trying. Nah, my pornos. My precious pornos. Yeah. All right. Dude, watch this fucking, just the end of this scene again. It's so unbelievably cool. It's like fractally true. I love that you guys see how true this is.
Earth and water. Well, you'll find plenty of both down there.
No man, Persian or Greek, no man threatens a messenger.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
This is my bike. You stole my bike.
This is Sparta!
Bam! Give me back my fucking bike, Persian! Yeah, Cagliostro! Hairy Bear! Coming in hot! Mountain Bear gets a kill in! Watch this. How dare you! My pornos! Oh no, I'm gonna go on Joe Rogan! Oh, my precious pornos! Oh, how am I gonna squirt? Oh, no! No! Oh no, Cagliostro killed me! Yeah, it's fucking great. I love it. This is this is my let's watch it one. I know you guys are digging it, dude. Come on, we all have a little autism. We can watch the same scene fucking 80 times. This is my face. I won't cover it. Just cover your face. Just cover your face. Amy's like, don't cover your face. You know what to do. Kill the nigger. She doesn't say that for the record.
Madness. This is Sparta!
Get out of here, nigger! Cagliostro! Watching the speech one more time.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Chosen my words carefully.
As someone pointed out something fascinating, everybody falling in has masks on because, as I've said and I will always say, the only people to wear masks are executioners and criminals. The Persians are all wearing masks. Leonidas, no mask. His Queen Amy, no. This is Ursa Manor.
Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is blasphemy.
Wear the mask.
This is madness.
Give me the bike. You picked the wrong saloon, Burner. What do you think, Amy? Crush him. Obviously, you know what to do, Big Bear.
Madness.
He stole your bike. Oh, yeah. That's Sparta! Oh, yeah. Now, Hernad, it says, he's the one who stole your bike. Watch this. Is that the one who stole my bike? Yes, that's the one who stole your bike.
Madness. This is Sparta!
Bam! Paddington Oso, Harry Bear, Anchor Bear, Mountain Bear. My mods. Ban the Gammas. But I was just training. But I was just joking. No, but I was with you. I was with you. I supported you. I was with you. No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Just wear the mask. Coronavirus. I have coronavirus. Just wear the mask. Okay, we're watching another scene from fucking this awesome movie. No more Gammas. Let's watch one more scene with the fucking 300 guys. Dude, I love this movie. That's why they have to make fun of it so much and call it gay, because everybody knows it's fucking... Watch this.
These hills swarm with our scouts. And do you think your pathetic wall will do anything?
That's Joe Rogan right there. No, who is that? That's Joe Rogan.
Fall like a heap of dry leaves in the face.
That's right. That always happens when you come at the bears. You always see the pile of skulls. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, like right now the bears. Right now the bears are like, what was that again? It's fucking great. I love this movie. Keep talking that shit. Hey, that's Neil. Right. Yeah, no. Yeah, this is Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson coming in like, the world is it. The universe in a black hole.
Like a heap of dry leaves in the face.
In the face of what, Neil deGrasse Tyson? That's what happened before. That's the ADLs, the SPLC.
Our ancestors built this wall. Using ancient stones from the bosom of Greece herself. And with a little Spartan help, your Persian scouts supplied the mortar.
You will pay for your...
By the way, that's all gamma spiraling. See, he's already gamma spiraling again.
Terrorism!
Coddington also! Boom! Banned for life.
My arm!
Yeah, that's what happens when you try and whip us, retard. He's like, my arm! I just was trying to whip you! It's like, yeah, now you lost your arm. Here's the thing, it's like, the numbers don't matter. They can have these giant armies. They're all retards. They're all just like these angry gamma porn watching, like, my arm! Watch this. He's trying to whip a dude. And he's surprised he loses his arm. Banned for life.
My arm!
He's like, I was just trying to whip people.
It's not yours anymore.
Not your arm anymore, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Now give me back my bike.
Now, run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves.
Obviously, I'd take both his arms, but that's just me.
Do it quickly.
He's like, my arm, how am I supposed to whack off?
I had to make our wall just a little bit bigger. No. Not slaves. Your women will be slaves. Your sons. Your daughters, your elders will be slaves, but not you. No. By noon this day, you will be dead men. 1,000 nations of the Persian Empire descend upon you.
By the way, it's always the same thing. They threaten to hurt women and children. It's the same gene. They're like, dude, they do the same thing. Your wife will leave you. We'll get your children. We'll come for your dude. It's the same threat. It's like, how do you think you get a queen like mine? How do you think you get legendary kids like mine? Because I'm not a bitch. But where gonna come from? No, you're not. And if you do, I'm gonna fuck you up. But wait, if I wasn't strong, I wouldn't have him in the first place. If Xerxes wasn't such a fucking gamma male bashing, well kicking legend, that lady wouldn't be next to him being like, crush. It's a logic fallacy. They're like, we're gonna put your children in women. It's like, the only reason we have them is because we're fucking legends. And we'll fuck you up. Because anybody whose strength is from terrorizing women and children are so weak, you just chop off their whack hand. Oh, you want to whip and whack? Well, now you don't have a hand anymore, bitch.
Our arrows will blot out the sun.
Then we fight in the shade.
Then we will fight in the shade.
Look at these guys. Cantinoso.
Hell of a good start.
This is a social media attack. This is a social media attack. Here comes being called a bigot, racist, homophobe by the global media. Oh no, it's New York Times. It's Vice. It's fucking everybody in Hollywood. And we put up the shields. Dude, this is all true, man. This is exactly how it feels. You want to know how it feels? There is a little trepidation at first. When you first see the fucking arrows, this is my life, dude. Oh, how dare you? Oh, I'm jerking off. Dude, when the attacks first come, it is crazy. Shadow banning, right? I know. It's like, oh, did you see this article about you? Oh, you got kicked off. It's like, and then once you are just like, bam, and your guys are with you, it's like you really do. That's exactly how it feels. You just start laughing. You're like, that's it? Like, watch this. This scene is exactly it. Bigger racist homophobe. Bigger racist homophobe. Watch this. The New York Times, Vice News, whatever the fuck has come at me. It's like, here they come. Banned from PayPal. Banned from YouTube. Banned from Twitter. Banned from Facebook. And the Bears just go, and shields up. Unauthorized.tv.
Today, no spot.
Dude, how fucking legendary is that scene, huh? All right, I'm gonna land the plane. These are just such good scenes. I think a grabble in this movie, I don't think Leonidas dies in real life. Oh, how dare you? I haven't read the history. That's what I think. I think there's a lot of grabbling. I think this dude fucking would have won. Like, I'm dead serious. Hang on. Tonight we dine in hell. Oh, this sounds legendary.
I was blown away that there was
get
a
home.
Non-traditional students.
You shouldn't be at school.
Ivy League University.
You're wasting your time.
Here
we
ready
go.
For bed.
You are.
I swear to God, guys, I don't think Leonidas would have died. Like, legendary dudes like that just crush. I really think the grabble of this movie, everyone's always like, how did they let this movie? How did Hollywood let this movie? Because they imply that that dude lost to the tranny. No. Oh, don't you read the history books? Yeah, I know who prints them. That dude, if this was real life, that dude would have won. Fact. There's just no way the little fucking the little Persians would have won.
The finest. But you have another talent unlike any other Spartan. You will deliver my final orders to the council.
The hunchback when the dude, this is graveled. He would have won. He was definitely winning.
With force and power.
I just want to see him yell.
For the queen.
Fuck that. He didn't die. I'm serious. They're trying to make him seem like you die if you go against a fucking tranny. No chance. Dude, they were drinking turpentine. Let's see him crush. One eye Illuminati symbolism confirmed. Haven't you read his story? I don't know which Jewish publisher released it.
Hundreds leave.
I want to see him yell as shit.
Only one looks back.
They were drinking turpentine. See, that's a little bit of a gravel too. Why would he go to hell? All right. Great movie, but I can see the gravels now. Why would he die in hell? Fuck that. Paradise. Back with your father. Yeah, there's a little graveling in the movie. I don't know about historically what it really... You don't know shit. You don't know anything about World War II. You don't know... Dude, wait till you see what the history says about the coronavirus. You don't know shit about history. Fact. Oral history from trusted sources is the only place to ever find out about history. Dying in hell, that was bullshit. Valhalla would have worked. To paradise. Like, martyr. Martyrs go to paradise. Yeah, fuck yeah. If you die for your women and your land, you don't go to hell, retard. Dude, I want to take on Xerxes. I want to take on Leonidas. History is so graveled. Beyond. Hitler did nothing wrong. Yes, he did. He was not a very good leader. He did too much meth. Oh, how dare you? All right, I got to go. My dogs are all over the place. It was cool, but rubbed me the wrong way. Solid movie. A lot of logos. But you have to understand, it's like he's still doing it just for his woman. You got to do it for... You have to... I think the one thing that made this a grabbled movie is they always leave out God. Even Braveheart was for Scotland. It's for God. Dude, if you go to the Most High, it doesn't get fucking graveled. It was great till then, still decent. I love the movie. I love the movie. But I'm just letting you know why. Because it's when you see really good movies like that, first Queen, yeah, but you got to go above Queen. You really want to tap into source of real bravery and shit? The Most High. And then it's like, and that's the best you can serve your queen. He had to die to scare the rest of the city-states to band together to defeat Persia. He had to sacrifice, unlike FDR, that killed his men. I don't think Hitler even died in 45. It was like a woman skeleton, guys. You guys don't know shit about Hitler. Just relax. Oh, Hitler did nothing wrong. Fuck that. Hitler's a retard. And by the way, he bailed. He didn't die in 45. He didn't die in that fucking... The Russians have released information on that, too. It was a woman skeleton, or a woman's body. I think he went to Argentina and just got BJs. All right. Bears, make sure to check out Bearville. Yeah, I got to go. Hitler didn't die in 45. Zero. I'm not going to make any claims. But he did. The story of Adolf Hitler is, it makes the coronavirus seem like really logical. Hitler was a woman? No. Hitler went to New Swabia. I don't know what that means. No way Hitler died in Germany. It's a fact he didn't. They all killed themselves? No, come on. That's retarded. Yeah, it was a woman's body. Hitler, the German boomer, destroyed the country and bailed. So true. Hitler was a baby boomer. I gotta go. My fucking bag is killing me. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, if you'd like to support the stream. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I will see you guys soon. Much love. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow a guy.